Yeah, go ahead. All right, so who wants to read the Tosaf here? So we have two more sheetahs, I think. I think we have two more sheetahs left. Well, that's the Maisa. Yeah, was the Maisa over there?
Maybe now.
Okay, who wants to read? You want to read, Jeremy? Good. Let's start from Vere Maisi Raya Lepirish Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, up till now it's they're explaining the machlokas of what, of whether it's dafka, something that's mechuba lekarka, or even a long piece of paper that gets cut after the get is written on it, and they go through the rayas of the otzitz nakov ena manukov. Okay, fine. All right, let's take a look at the Gemara. You have the Gemara, Chul?
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right, so the Gemara says like this. So the question is, can you use... Okay, Chaim, you want to pause it maybe if you're going to...
Sing?
Yeah.
This is going on the site, right?
We should work out some sort of way that I can pause it a little easier.
Should we do it in the same pause?
Yeah. Okay, so he says like this, that what? Amar Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Tamar, Rabbi Bar Yirmiyo, Mechasin Ba'ofar Yirani Dachas. Okay, so you can do Kisoy with the, Rashi says now, the Gemara thinks it means the ashes, the afer of the Yirani Dachas. Vama Yisri Anahu, Amar Ziri, Lo Nisrael, Afar Afra. What does that mean? That means, Rashi says, the karka, the dirt, the dust of the ground. The statement of the problem of Isra
Anah. It's only
talking about that. What?
You do have to burn?
No. He's saying that you can use that for Kisui Adam. I'm sorry. That you can use that for Kisui Adam. Right? Okay. Yeah.
Every time it has the word
afer. It's not talking about the afer, it's talking about the dirt. Right? Okay. So why can you use the dirt? Why? Because even though everything has to, even though everything is also about no, why can you use the dirt? Because what?
You don't have to burn it.
So you only have to destroy that which is only mechusa kvitza v'sarefa, things that you can just grab and burn.
That means if it doesn't burn, you can grab it.
But it excludes things that you have to uproot in order to burn. Correct. It excludes things you have to uproot in order to burn. And what are those things that you have to uproot? Dirt! And dirt is not considered growing from the ground. Okay, so Tosa says that what? So what's the Riz Raya?
Over there.
He says that over there what? The dirt, he says, the cloth gadol is more joined to the get is more joined to a cloth gadol than dirt is to the city of the Yirani Dachas. Did anybody here doubt that cloth was joined to a get that it's written on? I mean, do we really need a raya that if a get is written on a long piece of paper, it's considered joined to it?
Well, the question is the more joined issue. I mean, what's the idea of more joined than less joined?
Well, is he proving from Yirani Dachas that this get is considered joint? What is he?
I don't know, he
Do I look... What?
More joint than the opera is joining to itself?
To the dirt. To the dirt. Right? What is going on over here? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like, this is a good proof. If we already conclude that joined things can't be, you can't separate it if it's joined, and you just want to know, what does the Torah consider joined? Maybe one piece of paper that comes from one animal is not considered together? Then they have a problem with Sefer Echad. Then the cloth itself is maybe not considered one piece. You're writing the get on. What is going on over here? What is the raya?
This is how we're just comparing making a comparison between the application of the closer Katiza. Like, you're not saying...
Okay.
You're just saying in terms of how the closer Katiza would work. I don't know. That we have to analyze.
In other words, so the Rashba also, he knocks off this raya. He says, isn't that a raya? Why? Because all it's telling you over there about your nidachas is that you don't have to destroy the ground. Right? That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is telling you the limits of what do you have to destroy. You don't have to destroy the ground. What relationship does that have? What can you extrapolate? I mean, what did the Re see over here that he thought would apply to our sugya? You have to interpret the Gemara in Ir Nidachas in a way that makes sense to apply it over here. That's what I'm telling you. You have to think about what he's seeing. How is he defining that idea in Ir Nidachas that it means as kol shalol tikbot zol tochcho v'serafta mishen emechusel kvitza v'sreifa. How is he interpreting that command? How is he interpreting that mitzvah in a way that it can apply to us? Why don't you dig up the dirt? Why don't you dig up the dirt? A hefsik. In other words, that's the only way you can make any sense out of this, right? That the Re is saying what? That really the whole Ir Nidachas should be destroyed. Really the whole Ir Nidachas should be destroyed. Why don't you destroy the dirt? Why don't you destroy the dirt? Because there can't be any hefsik in the process of destruction.
Why is there more of a hefsik though by get than by being saying he's a kavachomer, right? We're saying that since it's by this, of course it's going to be by get, right? So now, what was the more by get?
Let's concentrate one more time on the Ir Nidachas for another minute. Really, the whole Ir Nidachas should be destroyed. You can't have a hefsik in the process of destroying it. So if you have to first remove something in order to destroy it, right? If you have to be tolish something first, then you don't do it. So that would be a hefsik. That would be a hefsik in from the din apparently to the execution, right? Can't be a hefsik. Okay, so now what's he saying over here? So how is he learning by get v'chosav and nosan mishen amuchusar l'ksiva nesina yotzezer shemuchusar ksiva ksitza nesina. He also, we have to refine it, but he's also definitely learning a hefsik issue. If he's not learning a hefsik issue, then I don't think there's any way to understand this. Right? Huh?
What's the difference between
Kvitsa, yeah.
Kvitsa and Messina such that you just pick it up and just part of it?
Oh, so that's what he's saying. He's saying if separating the dirt from the ground, right? In other words, I don't know. The Rashba asks a good question, and no doubt the Re would have an answer. We just don't know it. But the Rashba says, well, how far down would you have to dig? You know? Okay. So I'm sure the Re would have an answer, how far down you have to dig. But but the point is that there's a certain amount that you would dig, and doing that would be considered would be considered plisha, right? And what are you doing? All you're doing is separating ground from ground. All you're doing is separating ground from ground. So he says, so you see, if separating ground from ground, which really is not, the ground is not really connected to the ground structurally, it's just compacted very tightly, right? If separating ground from ground is considered a maisa of ketzitza, right? It's considered like a maisa of tlisha, then separating cloth from cloth should also be a maisa of ketzitza. Yeah.
See, that's the cool. That's a, I think that's the difference. I just realized. I think what the kalachomer is like this: by the case of any dachas, when you're removing dirt from dirt, you still have dirt.
Right.
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 You're not creating a new thing.
When you do that, right? Okay.
It's just the same thing. It's just not as compacted anymore. Like you said, right?
Right.
And that's usable for kisvei adam.
Right.
You know, but it's still the same object. But by get, you could say, right? Even though it's a hefsek issue, right? The hefsek's doing is creating a new object, and therefore you can bring a kal v'chomer. Meaning, you're saying just like here you have a hefsek.
But
so
the psul is not yet creating the. But the psul. But don't take the kal v'chomer too far to make a new psul. The psul has to be the same psul that he's learning from Irini Dachas. You're just saying the kal v'chomer, but don't change the psul. The psul is still a hefsek.
You're saying it has to be more of a hefsek.
Right.
So you might say, well, what's more of a maisa?
Not more of a hefsek, but he's saying if this maisa is considered a hefsek, right, and it's very...
Certainly that's considered a hefsek.
Let's focus on that for a minute, okay? One second. So what is the idea, though? What's the idea? It's different than we were saying in Iran. It's not transforming the chefza. It's not turning the chefza into a new shame.
It's a bigger maisa.
It's hard to define it exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
You asked the original question was, did we think that the get was not attached to itself?
Correct.
How are we answering that? The chefza. I don't say that
anymore. Okay, good. Good question. Yeah, let's go back to that problem. You're right.
Which problem?
No, it was, of course, we always knew the get was attached. We always knew the get was attached to the cloth. Right? So what is Tosus looking for from Irini Dachas?
See, the detaching from the cloth, right?
In other words, he has a havamina that what? That even though the cloth is attached to the get, we wouldn't consider that a maisa, is what he's saying.
Right.
That's what he's saying. He's saying you might say it's not a maisa unless it creates a qualitative change. In other words, that's what he's arguing about with the Ron. Those sheetahs are saying, he's learning it in terms of maisa, and he's saying, why would you say that it has to be a maisa dafka to mechuber lekarka? Because you'll say that we don't consider it an action unless it has a result of creating something new. Right? Like on Shabbos. It's not considered, it has to be like a melechus machshevet. It has to create something new. Right? Well, okay, Shabbos you have a problem. But it would be a different melecha. But, It has to be. It's a shear in the maisa. You need a maisa. It's not considered a maisa if it doesn't change the chefta itself. In other words, you need a maisa that's related to the get. Because everybody would agree if you'd write it and then go out and do something, that would not be hefsek. So it's not just stam a maisa that's going to be a hefsek. It has to be a maisa in the get that's a hefsek. Right? So he's saying that they're saying it's only a maisa in the get if it changes it from mechuber to tolish, right? But you see, by ir nidachas, there's also a din that in destroying the ir nidachas, you have to destroy it without any intervening maisa to the thing, right? So you see, if legabi irani dachas, being tolish the karka is considered a maisa to the thing, right? That would be a hefsek between the din and the sreifa. So here too, if I say the efdu ksiva and the sina with no intervening maisa, right? So cutting off the get from a big piece of paper is also considered an intervening maisa. Okay, you don't need to change the quality from mechuber to tolish, because by ir nidachas, that's not what you're doing. In other words, he's trying to show you from ir nidachas that even though there's no qualitative change of like a mechuber to a tolish, it's still considered a maisa. It's It's not considered an extraneous action. It's not considered. It's still considered a maisa in the get.
Well, we need insult. The ground is now separated.
But it's not. The ground was never mechubar and tolish. There's no quality like that in ground.
Okay, you're saying its status never changed.
Right.
It's still considered a maisa.
That's right.
Okay, so therefore.
So therefore, if I have a large piece of paper that the get is written on, and I separate it and I cut it off from the rest of the paper, so that's also considered a maisa.
Except for by shopping out the time. That there is a quality of change.
Because by Shabbos you mean to be an Isser of...
Kisar Edam on Yantif for things that's already taken out.
Right. That's because of Muktzah, I think. That's because of Muktzah.
It's not a matter of it being set aside. I mean, you can't set aside a Mokom. You set aside the actual dirt that's not polished. I mean, it's not attached anymore.
Right, but I think that's a Muktzah question.
No, I think that... No,
before we get off into Shabbos?
I mean, there's a Muktzah issue in the sense of, like, it's...
It's not Mukhan.
No, I'm saying that'd be if there's a pot of dirt in the corner.
Right.
Is it Mukhan or not?
Right.
I'm saying, let's say it's in the ground. You can't set aside... This
mean because of the Malacha of Chofer.
Yeah.
That'd be like... It's right, that would be the case of the Malacha Shemitah of the Gufa.
Over here, so once we now see from Mary Dachas that the Maisa registers, like you've done something...
Right.
What are we changing about what we would have thought about the get before we had this riot?
He's proving. No, it's the question of proof. How much of a change is required to be considered a miso? That's what he's trying to prove. He's saying just separating the thing from itself, separating one entity from itself is considered a change, is considered a miso. That's enough to be considered a miso. You don't have to re-qualify the whole cheftza as going from a mechubar to a tolish. There's no difference between taking one long piece of cloth and separating it from itself and taking the dirt that was with the other dirt and separating the dirt from itself. Okay? But what's the nature of the psul according to Tosfos? Still, I mean, I'm just giving you the way... you have to, like, without the definition, you still have to, like, think what is the logic of what he's saying. In order to make a logic of what he's saying, you have to show that he's thinking a certain way that's analogous over here between the case of our case and the case of Yirmi Dachas. So I'm saying in terms of the analogy is that he's looking for what's considered a maisa that's a hefsek. The way he's learning the other Rishonim is he's saying that they're demanding a maisa that changes the quality to be considered a maisa. If it doesn't change the quality, then it's just considered like another thing that you're doing. It's not considered a maisa to the get. Okay? But unless it has a product, a new product, it's not considered a miser. He's saying, but you don't need a new product to be a miser, because by Irni Dachas, you see that you don't need a new product.
So what does generate
it? Does generate it? That's a good question.
What?
So what does make? So what is the shear of miser?
Why isn't
it? I think the shear of miser is a pot.
Oh, so that's what he says in the end. One second. So that's what he says in the end. He says that what? That even according to Rabbeinu Tam, well, he has two cases. One thing is, he says, the case of where the korah is in the ground, that would not be considered the maisa. By the way, it's the Mishnah that I was thinking of. The Mishnah says, according to that sheet, you just lean it against the wall.
I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah. The Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yossi, you'd have to just lean it against the wall. You wouldn't put it anywhere. So that's the next case. The next case is he's saying that what? That the halacha is that when you have a someone who's executed by Beis Din, so they hang him, right? But you have to bury him with the thing that he's hung on. You hang him up and you put him down, but you bury him with the thing that he's hung on, right? And the Gemara says he has to be buried immediately with the thing that he's hung on. It can't be an intervening maisa, right?
Okay.
So if he was hung on a tree, then it required ketzitza and then kavura.
So you have to cut the tree out of the ground before you take him down.
So that's the one I said. No, you'd have to cut the tree before you hang him. Okay. Huh? How do you do that? You dig a hole and you stick the tree in the hole.
Or not.
So that's the machlokas. But that's the way we hold. Right? So then the one says, but you still have to yank it out of the ground. Right? So the one says, that's not considered mechus or maisa.
You go against the way you're doing that.
So that's what he's trying to say. He says that goes against, true, it goes against the Yirinidachas a little bit. But he says why? It's different. Why? He says, V'had lo choshev l'kora ha'na'utza ba'aretz mechusar t'lisha, mishim lo choshev chibor l'karka kulihai. It's not considered attached to the ground that much. It's It's not considered attached to the ground that much. So what's the definition of attached to the ground? That much. That much. So what does he mean? It's not, right? It's not that attached to the ground. It's a little attached to the ground, because there's a machloka.
It's not attached, it's not, but there it doesn't require real mice to take it out.
So it's less attached than dirt is to
in
dirt?
In the sense of it's in the ground, yes.
It's less attached
than
dirt is dirt.
You don't mean an actual action to take it out.
You don't mean that. Right, you mean you just, it's in the ground.
You just pick it up.
You just pick it up.
It seems very wishy-washy.
Yeah, but there's
like
no way you
say if it's attached, you got to minimize it. If it's not, you don't.
If the hole's
like,
big enough.
Like a telephone pole? Yeah, you can't put somebody on something that's in their hole.
Then you can. See, what you're going to do is, I figured this out. I'm a little bored. If the hole, right, is just wide enough.
Right.
To fit it in,
right?
Yeah.
Therefore, it will be leaning against the side of the hole, so
right.
It won't get stability by the right.
So he's saying that dirt of Iri Dafas is considered attached to the ground more than this than the pole is attached to the ground when it's inserted in the ground, right? More than the pole is considered attached to the ground when it's inserted in the ground.
So what's the definition? In between those two pages.
So he's saying it's a question of mechubar, right? He's saying it's a question of how mechubar is it.
Right. How exactly would the logic flow?
Because that's what he's focusing on. He keeps focusing on that. He says the offer the get is yoser nechshav mechubar, right? Beklaf gadol mechibor offer ir nidachas, right? And then he says, and the stick in the ground is not considered the chibor lekarka kuliyai. That's what he's saying. Whenever there's a chibor, then what? Right. Then you have a maisa klisha.
He's saying that on the one hand, you see from Erni Dachas that the maisa doesn't have to make it a new thing, but you also see from Sanhedrin that it must be mechubar in order to be a maisa. He's bracketing it.
Yeah, but it's still very hard to understand. So let's take the last case. I think the last case, maybe we'll come back and understand everything, hopefully. He says like this. He has one more rule over here. Now, when is it considered mechusar ketzitza? Only if you wrote the get on a very long piece of cloth. Or val chotech min haget davar muat. But if you just cut something small off of the get, kemosha osin liafoso, you want to give her a nice looking get, you know? Right? Lo choshev bohochi mechusar ketzitza. That's not called mechusar ketzitza, because you trim it.
Even though it's connected.
Even though it's 100% mechubar, so now everything seems to be falling apart before our eyes. Kidarmina Leel, Gazie Lizman, Vyovinialog. And there's a question. What if you wrote the get with Zman, and then after it's written, you tear the Zman off? And then you give it to her.
Yeah.
It was the top of the top says what the day was. And then you just cut off the date.
So
what does Gazie mean?
Cut it. So whatever, that's a separate sugya. But the Gemara doesn't say, how can you do it now? It's Mechusa Ketzitza. So that's a big problem. No, according to Tosfos, that's a big problem. Because he's saying cutting the cloth from cloth is mechusar ketzitza. According to the other Rishonim, it's perfect. But according to Tosfos, it's difficult. So now he has to come up with this extra rule. That it's true, tearing cloth from cloth is considered mechusar ketzitza. But that's only when you're tearing it off of a big piece of cloth. But if you just trim it around, or you tear off the zman, one second, then, or like the Gemara says later, or Gemara says earlier, the guy gives a get to his wife and he says, I own all of the parchment in between the letters. So now you don't have the problem of the letters not being on the background. So the Gemara is a teiku, if that's a good get. But the Gemara doesn't say it's a problem of mechusar ketzitza, because she'd have to tear out all those little pieces and give them back to him. Right? So that's also considered small pieces. Mahu gabi v'niyar shuli, by the case of niyar shuli. Mashma the davar mu'at lo choshev mechusar ketzitza. So, you know, it's the problem now. Now he's coming out with this rule that tearing cloth from cloth is considered ketzitza, because it's obviously it's definitely more attached than the dirt of Iri Dachas.
Right.
But yet, what? You can take the cloth a little bit. A little bit. What kind of an idea is a little bit?
Well, you're not recognizing
The problem is recognizing both substances.
Okay, okay,
right?
Good,
when you have
good.
The klaf, when you're the one bigger klaf piece of paper, right? Not only are you recognizing the get, but you're recognizing this other piece, right? But when you're just taking off little bits, all you're concerned with the whole time is the get. Everything else is just, you know,
okay, okay.
Secondary. Good.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why, and that's what I think that what defines it more.
Yeah, but let's
good.
The case where you take out the letters in between the letters. So obviously that there's somebody cares about them.
You care about the letters.
So why are you separating them?
You care about the absence.
No, but he eats it's real substance.
No. You care about the missing thing. You don't want that thing there, right?
It's a good question. It's a good question. Okay, you know, that's why I saw the Rush. By the way, it's interesting. The Rush says, and I think it's in the bottom. You know, the who's on the bottom? Carbon Asano. He says that when you cut off, like a Vanna Tom, if you're going to cut off a little bit from the get, he says you cut it up into tiny pieces so that nobody could use it again, right? This mashma, the problem is to create two things. In other words, the problem is that what? See, what Tosis is focused on is it mechubar? Is there a chibur over here? Right? Ketzitza is done to something that has a chibur, something that's mechubar. But what is the prerequisite of a mechubar? Two things. There's a chibur between the two things. There's a connection between the two things, and you're severing it.
Little things aren't things?
It's a good question. That's not nice to say. That's not nice to say.
That's what I'm saying.
But he's saying what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying it is nothing.
No. It's close what you're saying, but in a certain sense. Let me put it this way. What's doing, Shai? You're very quiet back there today. Okay. So what if you have? In other words, if you have a big piece of cloth and a get written on it, right? So then, when you separate them, Rafi, you with me? Okay. Aaron, what's the problem? Don't look things over now. Now it's time to listen to what I'm saying. So if you're separating them, where is the Maisa going? Where is the Maisa relating to? What's the Maisa relating to?
Both.
The Maisa is relating to both.
I hear you saying.
You know what I'm saying? The mice is related to both, but if I have a get and I want to adorn it, right? I want to beautify it. Then what? Then the mice is only relating to the get. You can't say I am freeing the get of this. I'm freeing the get from that. Mechuber means ketzitza. He's saying means when the get was bound by to another object, and now ketzitza. Or Talisha is freeing it from that other object. You understand? But it has to recognize the existence of the other object before and after.
Right.
You understand? Ketzitza.
Is it because it's Yafasa?
One second. But look at his Lashon. I want you to appreciate the Lashon.
Yeah, that was a good question. I have a question from the Lashon.
Then you're certainly not appreciating Lashon. he says it's Mutter, he says, you're Chotech min haget davar muat. Right? In other words, it's a maisa to the get. It's a maisa to the get. Liafoso. It's really just like a way of acting to it, to beautify it. It's just a maisa to it. It's not a maisa on it away from another thing. You understand? Ketzitza, he's saying, is only when what? Now we have to try to figure out what this has to do with getting. What does this have to do with the psul of the kosov and v'nosan?
Right.
But I'm saying, if you want to define what he's saying, okay, define what he's saying. How is he defining the maisa of ketzitza? He's defining it by a maisa that's separating two entities, right? A maisa that's separating. A maisa that is applying to both, correct? A maisa that is freeing one from the other, is freeing one from the other. Yeah, it could be. That's why he says the eights in the ground is different than the offer and the offer, because the eights in the ground is defined already differently from the ground. You're not really. They are distinct, separate entities, right? And it's not like the. It's not like. I don't mean the eight. I mean the one that's not. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's no natural chibur, and therefore they have their own. They have their own entity. But offer and offer, you're really separating. I don't know. I think.
Ron says something similar. Like
yeah.
What he says, mechubel karka, right? Does that mean it's actually same thing, right?
Right.
No, you're acknowledging the fact that two separate properties.
Right. So 1 second. So that's Ketzitza. He's saying, but if I'm just if I just adorn the get through Ketzitza, through cutting, that's not the Maisa of Ketzitza. That's a Maisa to the get exclusively. That's why that Achron said you should make sure to destroy those little pieces. Because if you start using
right.
them, it would look like you're just separating one useful entity from another useful entity. Exactly. It's not less of an attachment, but it's not a maisa of hefzik. Maisa hefzik has to be that I'm changing something. We have to define this a little more. We have to define it. This is the part we really need to. Up till now, I don't think you can define it. This is the point I'm trying to stress. I notice myself stressing this over and over. That before you can even define it, really. We can't define the psul of the kosov of menasim until we can clearly say what Tosfos is calling ketzitza. Up till now, we're just saying what is ketzitza. Now we have to think and say why this definition of ketzitza that we had. What would this be a psul of? You understand what I'm saying? What idea would this be a psul in now?
Right, take a step back.
Now we have to take a step back. Hold on, another question. Yeah.
I'm trying to plug it into the case of offer by Yonah Nidavas.
Yeah.
So I'm asking, what are the two components? Why that's
Oh, well, there's definitely two components, because you have the karka that remains, and now the entity that you have to take to destroy.
But aren't you have to destroy all the karka?
No, that's what I'm saying. Tosfos would have an answer how far down you'd have to go. Tosfos would definitely have an answer how deep you'd have to dig. Right?
How big the paper is?
No, by the Yoni Dachas. How big the other piece of paper would be?
Yeah.
Mustav would be a usable piece that the rest is usable for another thing. Yeah.
Isn't that a reason? But don't you say you only have to dig it to a certain point just because like that's no longer defined as the dirt of the Yoni Dachas?
No. See, that's what the Rashba says. The Rashba says the raya from the ri is no raya because if you learn the Gemara to say that it's just defining what is Yoni Dachas, then there's no raya at all because what does the definition of Yoni Dachas have to do with the get? But but Tosfos is obviously learning it differently. He's learning, really, me'ikar hadin, you would destroy 10 tfachim deep into the ground. But the Torah says, you only have to destroy things that you can take that don't require a maisa to get them. You understand? That don't require a maisa to get them. So conceptually, Yoni Dachas would extend to the ground, but there's a patur in the Torah. Don't go that far, because you can't have a hefzik in your asiya. You understand? So then I can define what a hefzik is. Now I have a case that tells me when I need to have an immediate connection between two things, this type of an action is considered a hefzik. So we have the kosov and the nasan. So now we know we can't have a mice in between. So he's saying if separating dirt from dirt is a mice, so that's considered a hefzik. Then, if that's considered the chibor that makes a hefzik, certainly klaf and klaf is a hefzik. That's a greater chibor. He says, but don't think I mean just the act of cutting. I mean a definitive chibor of two useful things. Mm-hmm. So just trimming is not considered a chibor. See, it's not the maisa. It's not the physical act of cutting. It's some idea of changing the get in a certain way. We have to think about it. But yeah.
The higher level of hesek, right, is the level of recognizing two objects, right?
Right.
That's the level of get, right? Now, by Irani Dachas, right, there's an issue of hesek.
There is an issue of hesek, too.
Now, because of what?
Because of the offer and the offer.
The offer, that's not two objects. This is recognizing one object, not the higher level. Or that's not the Kalva Homer part, that's the basic level of hesek.
I don't know, I have to think about that.
You have to be saying there's a base level of hesek. And there's a higher level of hefzik because that's the kalav chomer. right?
Does he say Kal v'chomer?
He says that, of course, by in the Kal v'chomer.
He says it's more chibur. There's more of a chibur between these two than those two.
It's more of a chibur. What's the more chibur, as we're saying? Right?
I'm saying, it could mean two things. Well, actually, I don't know if it could mean two things. What I'm saying is, it means that in order to have a chibur, you need two things to have a chibur. What do you need? You need, first of all, two entities, right? And second of all, those two entities are considered attached to each other.
Okay, fine, so...
Okay? I'm learning it in terms of the attachment, he's saying.
So fine, now you're telling me now that there's two... That means you have to be saying that dirt has two entities.
Yes, because there's the dirt of Ir Nidachas that you have to destroy, and then there's the karka that you don't have to destroy.
Okay, right. Fine, so you're saying that's two entities.
That's two entities.
But
they're not as attached as Klaf and Klaf.
Right. Because
that's the way, physically, they're just not as attached.
Physically,
that's
not.
What I'm saying, right?
One particle
that's the way I'm learning, correct.
Because you could have said, you could have worked it out differently.
But if you do the different way that you were going, then you're gonna have then you're not going to have two entities. And I'm saying that's essential in
Chibur. No, I would tell you that the two entities is not a halakha. It's halakha, and hefsek.
Okay.
Right? Meaning that's when you have more of a more of a maisa. It's when there's two entities.
Okay. Okay.
And when you're removing entity from an entity, it's also a hefsek but a minor one, and you have to explain that.
But then you're gonna have to get stuck. Then you're gonna have a hard time at the end where you're just trimming off little pieces. Why don't you say that's like the Ir Nidachas part?
That's the question I was gonna get back to.
Yeah.
I have to think about that. But I think that's the basic. I think there's a level, like a base level and a higher level here.
Okay.
I'm not
going to say that's a wrong approach, but that's not the approach I'm taking right now. I'm taking the approach that it's chibur. That's that he's comparing it in terms of the connectedness, and that's why he says, but the pole and the dirt don't even have that minimal level of chibur that you need. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
But you do have two entities.
Correct. Even though you have two entities. You don't have the other element of the connection between the two entities, because like he was saying, it's just stuck in the ground because of gravity and the walls. You know what I mean? There's no real chibur between the two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but what is the psul of what is the psul of get? Yeah, have I like exhausted everybody over here? No. Yeah. You need to spray that. Yeah. You're answering the question of what the psul is? Okay.
Then your actions are going to be directed at the get. So if you have one of those actions that's directed at the get, but is also directed at something else, then that's a break in the prosecution. Because you're addressing an action that...
That's an interesting idea. I hadn't thought of that. That's an interesting idea. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but he's saying that the problem is that you're sharing a maisa. It's not an exclusive maisa anymore. Is that what you're saying? I hear the idea, but I have a hard time seeing it in the v'chosa v'nosan. But he's saying that the problem is, he's saying that the requirement is all the maisa gitin have to be exclusive to get. So a chibur, breaking a chibur, the problem with that is, well, okay, no, I can't say that. But so therefore you'll say that what?
Yeah.
The only thing is,
it's like a new idea.
It's a new idea. It's not a hefsek idea. That's the only problem. It's not a hefsek idea. You're learning that he's just proving to you in Dachas what a chibur is.
Yeah, then I have to get back to you now, and we have to go back to the whole. I have to go back like 20 steps now.
I hear what you're saying. It's an interesting idea. It could be. You could think about it a little more, but that's not the way that it's coming out over here.
It's not hefsek. It's not really a new. It's not really a new hefsek. But the two approaches.
It would be far from the Ernie Dachas case.
When you're engaging in one process and then while you're engaging in that process,
but it's simultaneous. I don't know if that would be hefsek if it's at the same time. It's like Mamela. It's like the Ron's Mamela of Nesina. So what? There's no psul. I don't have to dedicate myself exclusively to Gittin.
Not very good.
It's not really two entities.
It's not really until you break it apart. Because you could give the whole paper.
What's wrong with it? Meaning, if we said the hefsek is straight, right? That the chosav and nosan is telling you
right.
You can't have a hefsek.
Right.
And we're defining a hefsek here as
Right.
Right.
Defining an epsic, right. No, he's saying that what? That if the no, it's over there by Irini Dachas, I understand it. Because you simply can't get that dirt without digging it up.
Right.
Right? But over here I can give the whole piece of paper. Is that the problem? That's like the Ramban asked. That's the Ramban.
Yeah, I could
give the whole piece of paper.
So in Akhenami you could give the whole piece of paper.
Right.
Right. You're saying that if I would do another process, right, you're not only recognizing the get.
So where's the... So what's the... Oh, you mean what we were saying yesterday?
Yeah.
Right here.
I know you don't have to do that.
But you have to ask yourself, honestly, would it make sense if you didn't hear yesterday's svara? Hard game to play, but
it's
anyway.
Hard game because I wouldn't have thought of yesterday's story either.
So. Let me think about it. All right, maybe stop the tape for a minute. Who's there? Someone's manning. Roll it again. In other words, I think. Well, hear this out. Maybe it's a. That was yesterday. We were saying the psul is really focusing on the v'chosav. If I'm restating it correctly. In other words, meaning to say that the type of ksiva has to be an immediate, has to be a written word, not of a record, but a written word of a message, right? And if you stop and you treat it like a cheftza, that's not a telegram anymore. Now you're making it into some sort of a record, right? But that's only if you're changing the cheftza. I mean, that's the idea. If you're changing the chefza, because I'm making it a smaller piece of paper, I'm not qualitatively changing anything.
Yeah, the hefsek doesn't need that.
But hefsek over here is different. And he seems to be saying that it's a psul in the nesina, that I have the v'chosav, but now I can't have any preparation, I can't have any preparatory maisa to the nesina. So if the nesina that I ultimately do, right, is preceded by a mice that's considered to have released the chefza for the nesina, that's a psul. Now you understand what I'm saying? The psul has to be immediate. But, I mean, the nesina has to be immediate. But it's not focused on the changing of the ksav. The focus is on the mice and the nesina. And then it doesn't matter if the chefza changed qualitatively from a mechuber to a tosh. The only question is, the nesina that I gave, did it have a maisa that was considered to have prepared the nesina? As long as I'm working on the cloth as cloth, liafoso, I'm not up to nesina. That's not considered preparing it for nesina. Preparing it for nesina is where it's attached to another cheftza, right? And I want to keep one cheftza and give the other. Mm-hmm. You understand? Then I say I need to break the chibur to the thing I don't want to give in order to give it. But that's a preparatory, that's a hefsek before my nesina. Because I have to prepare it for nesina. But if I'm just cutting off scraps, that has nothing to do with my mice and nesina. That would be like drawing a design around it. It's not ready to go because it's not the way I want it. You understand? The chibur means it's the way I want it, but I can't give it because it's being held back by another entity. Like the offer and the karka. I really want to get the offer, but I can't because it's mechusar tlisha kvitz. I want to be kovetz into the middle of the ear. But I can't yet because it's being held back by its chibur to the ground. You understand? Mm-hmm. So
they're
so
lacking in the
kvitz. That's right. So it's lacking in the mice of kvitz.
Right.
Correct. Has to be omed for kvitz right away. So he's saying when you finish with the get, it has to be omed for nesina. You can't be another maisa that prepares it for nesina. Okay? So it's not just it's not a maisa of cutting per se, it's a maisa of cutting that's considered to be freeing it from another entity. But just from liafoso is not. You understand? So in terms of the machlokas, we're saying that everybody's saying it's the v'chosav and the v'nosan. There can't be a hefsik between the v'chosav and the v'nosan. But what's the emphasis on? According to the Ran, the emphasis is on that the if you don't have the nosan following the v'chosav, it changes the nature of the v'chosav. And according to Tosfos, the problem is that there can't be any preparation to the nesina. The ksiva itself, only maisim to the document are allowed before the nesina. Only meisim to create the document are allowed to nesina, or to beautify the document. But a meisa that prepares it for nesina is a hefsek. It's a din in the nesina. The nesina has to be immediate. But as a meisa nesina, you understand? Not because it's going to reflect poorly on the ksiva. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then we'll do the Ramban. Hopefully the Ramban will have a third shita, have a third idea.
But we only have two, ksiva and nesina.
So maybe we'll do the Ramban. Maybe should we try it one day? Should we do the Ramban tomorrow, or should we do Muktzah tomorrow?
Don't wait.
Okay, the Ramban tomorrow. Fine. Yeah.